gung-ho for a while.
It's because he's become obsessed with the Fargo check.
Really?
He loves Fargo check.
All right, this first one that I'm gonna play in this set is a new song. If you think you're bad, you're bad. If you think that you're good, you're good. And if you think that you can't, even though you probably could. If you think that you're fake, you're fake. And if you think that you're real, you're real. And if you convince yourself you're a thief, it makes it a little bit easier to steal. I got everything in my head I could ever get in, and I'm just trying to get some of it out. If you think that you're beautiful, you're beautiful. And if you think you're a frog, you're a frog. If you consider yourself a princess, you'll never, ever, ever have to marry a dog. If you think you can sing, you can sing. If you think that you know the song, you know the song. And fuck everybody else, cause the lyrics that they're singing, they're wrong. And I got a big, big machine and I'm pushing on buddies, and I can't seem to get any of them to be right. And if you listen to all the people that tell you you're stupid, you're bound to get used to it. And if you think that you're short, you're short. If you think that you're small, you're small. And if you convince yourself you're tall enough, you'll never fit in the locker down the hall. I got everything in my head I could ever get in, and I'm just trying to get some of it out. If you think that you're bad, you're bad. If you think that you're good, you're good. And if you think that you can't, even though you probably could. That song is new. Hey, thank you guys very much. This next song, oh, thank you guys. That song's different every time I play it, because the last two verses are kind of made up different every time. So, what's that? The premise. It's all about the premise of the song. Now, I got this street. I'm from here in Fargo, and I got this street by my house. Well, I was getting to that, Chris. The song's called Sixth Avenue, which it's not really a street. This song's about an avenue that I live on. This song is called. Yeah, this song is about Sixth Avenue. What? Like, I might get all you guys to show up at my house. I live at this and such and such. No. North. This is about the North Side, and I grew up in West Fargo. So. But this song is about. Yeah. Oh God. Ah. What? I'm a total whore. That's what West Fargo is all about. No. Rock on, West Fargo. Rock over London. Pontiac is built to last. This song is about the street by my house, and there's a couple big Catholic churches and a liquor store, which is a good way to find God. So it's a perfect block for finding God. You gotta go in the right order though, because if you go to the church and then the liquor store, you forget God. So you gotta go to the liquor store, and then you go to the church. You'll see the world in a whole new light. Steve's Package, that's a block and a half from my house. I jog down there, and that's how I get my exercise. And then I come back, and then I drink beer. I jog down, and I get my heart rate up, and then I bring it way down. All right, this song is tentatively called Sixth Avenue. Guys, very much. If I could, can I get maybe one person to go get the water that I left up on the table? If somebody would. Or Phil will bring it down. The water. That Phil. You, Phil. Phil Leach, proprietor of Yachtzine, yachtzine.com. Check it out. All right. Oh, I'm full. I still have Yachtzines on paper.
My high school, like, student teacher, who wore the band shirt, wrote for the Yachtzine. I can't remember
his name. Oh, yeah, turn that on. That's perfect. All right.
I know.
That's I got to figure out a song that would be perfect for the bubble machine. This next song, I don't know. I don't have an accordion. Hi, I'm Myron Florin. If you get the chance, but don't think about it after you do.
All right.
Get over it. Get over it. I wish the title of this song was Get Over It. All right, this song... I wish this song was called Get Over It. On the contrary, this song is called I Still Think About You. You kind of stole my thunder there, Carol. Outside of that big city, you don't have to be here all alone. Said we still got the telephone. For you and I both know it's no substitute for flesh and bone. And we don't talk, but I still think about you. Break it off hard. It's even tougher to let them down easy. And you played the game so well, played so good I never could tell. And I'm taking all of my loose change, gonna throw it down wishing well. 'Cause we don't talk, and I still think Bob Dylan make me think of us in love. And every time I hear the songs of those guys, I gotta turn my head. We don't talk, and I still think about of a lie. Now we should pick up your telephone so we can pick up where we left off. Young cars, I still think about you. Very much. Woo! All right, now let's see. I just got done talking about the transsexuals in Oregon up there. We stayed with a very kind-hearted transsexual when we were in Eugene. This song is about a normal woman that I met when I was in Portland. But I didn't meet her. Yeah, M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T. But anyway, I stared at her. Well, when you're out of town for a long time, you don't get to meet anybody. All you can do is stare at people, and then you leave. So this song is about that. Took me 3 hours to get your attention. And now that I got it, I don't know what to do with it. Took me 3 hours to look you in the eyes. With a body like that, I can't believe I found your eyes at all. You're the girl in black top, girl with the black bra, girl with black pants and an old panty line. You're the girl in black top, girl I met in Portland. Dark eyes can get you off name, but it's the name of my old girlfriend. God names women Jessica just to punish me. And maybe I deserve it, maybe I don't, but then don't change the fact that you're here with me now. You're the girl in the black top, girl in the black bra, girl in the black pants and old panty line. You're the girl in the black top, girl with a nice ass, girl I met in Portland. Can get you up, man. Here's a girl in the black top, girl with the black bra, girl with the black pants and little panty lines. Here's a girl with the black top, girl I met in Portland. You're the girl with the dark hair, can get you up now. Took me 3 hours to get your attention. Now that I got it, don't know what to do with it. Took me 3 hours to look you in the eyes. And with a body like that, I can't believe I found your eyes at all. Woo! I was playing that song one place. I can't remember where it was. It was probably somewhere out in the middle of Minnesota somewhere. But there were these three young shaved-headed feminists that were like sitting right in the front row, and they were digging it right up to then. And they just grabbed their shit and ran right out of there. That made me feel like a man. Oh, I thought you were clapping, but you're really packing your cigarettes. Oh, story of my life. I went to this tobacco bar. People were clapping all night long. All right. Woo, they like that song all the way through. There we go. All right. Now this song I wrote for a really good friend of mine. Okay. For all the guys in the audience, you know, you have like female friends that you're like real good friends with. But you know, the better you know them, the harder it is not to be attracted to them. So this song kind of has to do with that.
There are days when I'm beat
made of black and blue. And thank God, oh, he's heavy. Thank God, oh, he's heavy. All right. Boy, you know, the more you drink, kind of sometimes the tighter your fingers get, you know? I was kind of stabbing at that one. Okay, so while I'm on that subject, I'm going to play you guys one. Sounds like an Elvis cover. I won't pour money. I don't know what Elvis sounds like. I don't know. All right. Sounds like a racquetball court in here. Yeah, now that I'm trusting, yeah, now. It didn't 2 minutes ago. All right. As you can see, I'm a harmonica virtuoso. All right. That's what it sounds like if you put the thing in front of a hairdryer. All right. Now we're all kind of giggling and shit. This song is like a really, really like solemn song, okay? This song is one that's on the tape, and I don't play it live very much. Now, this is one I was talking about before that has the crickets on it. And it's kind of along the same lines as the last one that I played. They're the little... No, man, those were American. No. We already did that, and I dug myself a big hole. I sounded like a racist when I said that up there. What's that? Yeah, it was well put, but it sounded bad. Yeah, it sounded fucking terrible, man. All right. So anyway, no crickets this time.
All these years.
was not the right time, not the right place now. Who was supposed to be in that pole? Not for time we don't have to steal, and I can love you like you need to be loved. It'll be the right time, it'll be the right place, and everything will be the way it's supposed to be, just for us, just for us. That would have come out great if I didn't bump into the fucking microphone 4 times. But when you listen to the playback, it's going to sound like a couple of kids with braces making out. We don't need no stinking playback. Playback? All right. Let's see. Now, I wasn't going to play any covers tonight, but I feel like I need a little redemption. The other night I was at a party and I played a Richard Thompson song. And I listened to all those CDs, by the way, Miranda. I listened to Rumor Inside, not Rumor Inside. Was it Rumor Inside? That's the name of it. That's a Richard Thompson CD, Rumor Inside, which this song isn't on. This is a Richard Thompson song, so go out and buy a Richard Thompson song or a Richard Thompson album. But I did listen to all those CDs, by the way. And that was my favorite one. And I've heard Dream Cafe a couple times. I bought his new one today. Have you heard that yet, Covenant? Oh, it's great. But anyway, I sang this song like a step lower than I'm going to sing it tonight. And I don't think it translated very well because I can't sing that low. So this song is a Richard Thompson song about an outlaw biker and his hot redheaded Irish biker girlfriend. Have you heard this song before? She was a biker bitch, I guess, but not in this song. These guys are, I mean, she probably wasn't in real life, but, you know, the slant this song takes makes them seem like, you know, triumphant. You know? Yeah, she's a romanticized biker bitch. Exactly. So this song is about a badass biker dude and his biker bitch and the tragedy that ensues. Girl, could feel special on any such lake. The dreams treading my lead. My hat's off to you. It's the Van Sun Black Lightning, 1952. And I've seen you on the corners and cafes, it seems. Black hair and red leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind, and down Box Hill, there right. Jeans, red money. So I think I got time for one more. Who said Sharpie? Okay, well then I'll play two more. Okay. Okay, this, what's... I don't need that one anyway. I need this one. Okay. Let's see. Harmonica virtuoso, Brooks West. All right. Let's see. What's that? You're on the internet, dude. I like to have that on my computer when I open up my mail. You're on the internet, dude. You're surfing the net, man. Okay, this is another love song.
Woo! Love song.
Yeah, well, I got burned bad, but I'm milking it for everything I can get out of it. This is like a... I'm totally am. I saw Steve Earle once. And I'm making lemonade out of that fucking bitch's lemons. All right. I'm over it. I haven't written any of these songs for a long time. No. The song is called Carol's My Favorite Poet. No, actually, I heard Steve Earle once. I saw Steve Earle play, and he was just getting ready to sing this really sensitive, kind of like, I used to love you, baby, kind of song. And he starts out and he goes, this is for what's her name, wherever the fuck she is.
You're my therapist. You hold me
down. Good singing there. I can do nothing without you in my face. You define action with a flick. I just want to thank, you know, all you guys for coming out to a pretty unadvertised, unpublicized show. And I wanted to thank, you know, Phil and Dan and Roger and all the people that make the live webcast possible and archive these shows on the sites. So I wanted to thank the Moose Lodge for letting us have these kind of things here. So, yeah, it's really great that this kind of stuff happens. Okay, this song is called I Don't Worry Much. I used to worry a lot about a lot of little things, about the zits on my face and how I sound when I sing. And I used to worry about school, and I used to worry about rent, and I forgot the lyrics, so I'm gonna start again. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much anymore. So here we go for real. I used to worry a lot about a lot of little things, about the zits on my face and how I sound when I sing. And I used to worry about rent and overdue library books and how cool I am, and if you ever look. And I used to worry a lot by how I look when I'm naked too, and what parts of me might be too big or too small for you. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much anymore. I used to worry about school and the grades on my report card and standardized tests that might reveal I'm a retard, and maybe I'm a little bit retarded, but I don't worry much. Yeah, I may be retarded, but I don't worry much anymore. Yeah, I might be retarded, but I don't worry much anymore. Now, I used to worry about the sky and the condition of the ozone, and I used to worry about the big mess that I've got inside my home. And I used to worry about kids and other little kids with guns, and how if you're in the fourth or fifth grade, getting shot can't be much fun. And I used to worry about the cops, because they're never ever there when you need it. They're just hiding in the ditch outside of town, waiting for you to come by speeding. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much anymore. I used to look for God. I tried to hold on so tight, but religion's just a different shade over the same bright light. And I had all these crazy dreams where I tried to get some control, but the only way you'll ever get it is to let everything go. Now if you really want control, just let. If you really want control, just let. If you really want control, if you really want control, let everything go. If you really want control, just let everything go. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much. I used to worry a lot, but I don't worry much anymore. All right. Thank you guys very, very, very much for coming out.
I'll play one more. It doesn't take a whole hell of a lot of prodding to get me to play one more. I'm such an attention whore. It's sick. All right.
You are, Brian. We love it.
All right.
At least you're cheap.
I'm cheap. Yeah, free show.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is a Woody Guthrie song. Take you ran my car. Horn of my car goes beep, beep, beep. Horn of my car goes beep, beep, beep. Horn of my car goes beep, beep, beep. Take a rat in my car, car. Door on the car goes clickety-clack. Take a rat in my car. Trees and asses, they roll along. Trees and asses, they pass along. Trees and asses, pass along. Take a rat in my car. Take a rat in my car.
Driving off the road and bumping in the door. People used to spend quite a bit of time alone. I guess nobody's lonely anymore. Except to you and me, babe. Except to you and me. Except to you and me, babe.